Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hanna baby. Introducing a new collection, Hanna Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hanna quality for your most precious gift. Hanna Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannaanderson.com. Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hanna baby. Introducing a new collection, Hanna Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hanna quality for your most precious gift. Hanna Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannaanderson.com.
These came to us via Facebook at the last minute. I couldn't get them into the normal show, but they are very share worthy. This was this one's from Melissa Nance, and I call it Scarebro, a little takeoff Scarecrow.
Nice.
My brother would take the Scarecrow apart that my parents would have sitting on their porch and dress up and scare the kids when they were trick or treating. He originally started doing it to catch the kids that were smashing the pumpkins. The Scarecrow's head was covered in burlap, so he would have it over his face as well. You never knew that someone was actually under there.
Oh, scary.
Yeah. And then Tiffany.
Catch the smashing pumpkins?
Is that a joke about the band?
Yeah. Okay. Did he ever catch Billy Corbin?
No. No, he didn't.
Okay.
I don't think he did.
Despite all his rage, he's
still just... What?
No, we were quoting a line from one of their songs.
Oh, I know nothing. I am clueless. Tiffany Payne Burton sent in a similar one. I call it Hey There. When I was very young, I had a neighbor that put a scarecrow in a lawn chair in her front yard. One Halloween, she had the scarecrow out there with a bowl of candy in its lap. I went up, I got a piece, and the scarecrow jumped up and ran at me. I peed all over myself.
Yes.
You should have peed all over that scarecrow, too.
Yes.
My neighbor had put the scarecrow's clothes on and sat in the yard.
Oh, man.
She says, I still have nightmares about that 30 years later.
Wow.
This one's from Patrick Sullivan. It's called Devil Child. When my kid was about 6, my mother worked at a convenience store, and he saw some overpriced mask for sale there, and she bought him one. It was a mask of the devil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
They're all
of your soul.
They're all of the devil, James. They're all of the devil. I don't wear masks, and I'll tell you why, guys. Because every other person at Walmart has put on that mask.
Yeah.
And it has got all kinds of human grossness inside. And my kids will put them on, and I'm like, the ones that touch your face. It's one thing if it's the bowl, you know, that covers your head but doesn't touch you. But if it allows you to see clearly through it because it's close to your face, no.
That
nasty. Wet, nasty, slippery latex. Anyway, I didn't really love the devil mask, but I didn't want to create a conflict, so we just rolled with it. Come to church
the next
Sunday. My wife is talking to a group of ladies like she does, and my kid just walks up to the groups of ladies without the mask, no mask or anything, and just says, I'm the devil, gleefully. My wife and I were kind of caught off guard and tried to move past it, but he kept chanting it. Over and over and over.
Oh, no.
I'm the devil. I'm the devil. I'm the devil. Until we just kind of had to leave, mortified. Patrick Sullivan.
So, Patrick, what church do you go to now? That's my question. Yeah.
One where they believe in exorcism, I would imagine.
Yes. Help that boy.
Shondai. This one's called That's Not Candy. Yeah, that's your
story.
It's one of your catchphrases. This took place in high school. It's come to us from Jake Yandell. It's a little long, but it's worth it. It's my favorite, and I saved the best for last. I lived in a dense neighborhood, so there were lots of houses to go to on Halloween. My best friend lived across the street, so we always found a way to get into trouble. We got a big group together to go trick-or-treating and planned to meet in front of our houses. I made it out first, as my costume was very basic. My friend, let's call him R, came running out of his house with a box of Cheez-Its and a huge grin on his face. He informed me that he had come up with the greatest idea ever. He had emptied the box of Cheez-Its and pooped in it.
What?
I waited to hear his master plan, but apparently that's as far as the master plan got.
He's like, I got this great idea. I pooped in a box.
Yeah.
Maxed out. That's it.
Middle schoolers, man, I'm telling you. Or no, high school. This is high school. There's no excuse. We were going to do something with it, though, so we got super excited. Okay.
That's as far as his plan got?
Yeah, you got to have a plan when you're pooping in a box.
Yeah.
That's the quote for this week.
Typical man doesn't
Gospel of Kennison for this week. If you're going to poop in a box, you have to have a plan for it.
You got to have an exit strategy.
It exited.
Fast forward about 20 minutes of trick-or-treating. R is still carrying around the poop. And we've made no progress. And what we're going to do with it. We were pretty distracted with the candy gathering and hanging out with our friends, none of which seemed to question the suspicious box of Cheez-Its. We made it to the nicer part of our neighborhood where a lot of older folks live, and there was a particularly nice older lady. I can't remember why, but he lagged behind us slightly when we went to her house, so we had to wait for him in the street. He got his candy and he came up to us, but when he did, a look of fear came over him. He had put the box of poop down next to the lady's door as he had grabbed his candy, and he'd forgotten it as he was trying to catch up.
Oh, no.
We realized he needed to get that box of crap back ASAP, but it was too late. The lady, with this sweet, kind grandmother to all the kids in the neighborhood, she had the box in her hand. No. Time slowed down. All senses but my sight faded as I watched her holding this box of poop, praying that she would put it back down. But this was Halloween, so of course it took a turn for the more horrifying. She opened the box, turned it sideways, and dumped the contents into her hand, ladies and gentlemen. Lord. Yes, she did. What came out was a log the size of a banana. It landed perfectly in her hand, like she wanted to hold this medium-sized high schooler's poop. No. My heart sank at the crime against humanity that was just committed. And I ran like I had just seen the devil. I ran for what seemed like forever, crisscrossing the streets as if I was trying to lose my pursuer. But you can't escape guilt and shame, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
I finally made it home, and I stayed in the rest of the night. I needed to keep a low profile until things calmed down. To this day, I can't look at a box of Cheez-Its without feeling a slight blip of shame. Jake Yandell.
And he didn't even poop in the box.
No,
to me, he pooped in the box.
You know what? He did.
He pooped in the box. He's
guilty as the guy. He's as guilty.
And Senor Yandale, you need to be tried for this. Your hands are dirty. Just that
old
like
lady
old woman's
had gone her whole life, 60 to 70 years, and probably never touched a turd.
Never.
No. And thanks
and
to these idiots.
So sweet.
That's how she survived.
That is.
I can just see it, like, you know, just popping out. Just like, and then she grabs it. She grabs it a little bit because it's.
Stop it!
Yeah.
And then it goes through her fingers.
See, if I was saying this, you'd be freaking out. So stop.
That's why we're doing it.
She peeled it.
For one.
She peeled it.
See? I'll take it there. She peeled it.
Is that one of the chocolate covered bananas?
This is the biggest Tootsie Roll I've ever had.
That I've seen at the Spanish market. Is that the chocolate covered banana?
She just bit off the tip, just a little bit.
That's better. That boy needs more calcium.
I hate that kind of thing, but that's what you do. That's what you were doing to me, so I had to do it.
Thank you.
You made me do this.
Yes, we redid the story. She ate it. The whole thing. And died.
That's not candy.
Oh, it's not candy all day. It ain't
my stomach's turning again.
Mine is too, but I'm still hungry.
No.
For Cheez-Its.
For a chocolate-covered banana.
Do it. Do it.
Thanks, guys. I hope you enjoyed the extra content. We love our patrons and we appreciate you.
Yes.
I appreciate them too, but more so not leaving them with a stinky story.
No.
No, I'm sorry. I can't. I can't.
You have nothing else. Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. That's all we got.
I'm all that's pooped.
The end of that
pooped
one.
Out, so. I'm
all pooped out. I just don't know how they could, like, you know, after they left each house, they're like, the husband and wife, you know, look at each other like, did those boys smell like poop to you?
Yeah, that's the thing, is the wetness factor and the cardboard factor.
Yeah.
Unless he left the plastic bag in there, it's possible. But that would have adhered, and she would have dumped it out, and it would have.
Yeah, it would have came with the bag.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking it was no bag.
Come on.
Sturdy,
dry to
reply card. Yeah. Nothing else.
And he didn't have enough water in his diet because it was a nice dry.
It's very solidified.
Yeah. Gosh. You better have plans. You got to have, I mean, it should be like a self-destruct mechanism built in. Like you, if you can't use this thing within 5 minutes, first of all, no, I've gotten too much into the world of the story. You should never poop in a box.
You're right.
Period.
Okay.
First and foremost.
But if
that's
you,
your survival situation,
if you do, why would you need to poop in a box in a survival situation
and keep
it? Maybe there's bears.
Whatever.
Dig a hole, John.
Okay. But what if
you poop in a bear hole? That's what they're called. Pooping bear hole.
Oh, Lord. Anyway, so don't poop in a box. But if you do, you better have a plan. You need to have that thing enacted and done with in about 5 minutes. That's the unofficial GOK on pooping in a box. Have a plan.
That's poop in the box.
All right.
Well, I'm just like, I'm envisioning it, you know, more and more. So I don't want anything. I'm done.
All right. We'll leave it here.
Mr. Yandel.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.